From APM, I'm Ben Johnson, and this is Marketplace Tech. Today, the Trump White House is wrapping up its tech week. Monday saw the likes of Apple, Google, and Microsoft visit with the president. Later in the week, telecom giants were at the White House to talk about regulation. President Trump was photographed holding a drone. It was the biggest, most amazing, and best drone that has ever existed in America. Okay, maybe not, but the week of meetings was an important step for the administration to gain its balance when it comes to everything from policy for emerging technology like 5G networks to how to modernize the government's workforce with new software and hardware. Well, we checked in with Recode senior editor Tony Rahm last week for a preview, and he joins us again to wrap it all up. Tony, hello. Do you feel like this administration gets where tech is and how to move forward?
You know, that's the big question going forward. There's no doubt about it that this administration didn't really have a technology agenda upon taking office. That being said, a lot of executives exited the meetings that they had with the president on Monday and then on Thursday with at least some belief that this administration was willing to work with them because they see deregulation as one of the signature elements of Trump's economic agenda. Mm. And so the listening sessions to many tech companies proved a little beneficial, whether the Trump administration can turn that into action and start to tackle some of these issues like immigration or like high-speed internet access remains to be seen. And so the question is whether this new administration, whether Trump, who doesn't have a background in tech, can do the things that his predecessors could not.
Tony, you mentioned immigration there, which we all know has been an issue between Trump and the tech industry. Anything changed there?
High-skilled immigration and immigration writ large has been a bit of a sticking point between this administration and the tech industry. When the president met with tech companies on Monday, he said at a public meeting that he wanted to work with Silicon Valley to get them the workers that they needed, which was a bit of a break from his past statements. And then later in a private session, my sources tell me, Apple CEO Tim Cook and President Trump clashed on this in particular. Cook urged Trump to have more heart when it comes to immigration. But just as all of this was happening during Tech Week, the administration indicated that it could scale back some entrepreneur visas that were put in place during the Obama administration. So there's still lingering questions about the things the Trump administration is saying and what the Trump administration is willing to do to work with these business leaders.
Any presence whatsoever of consumer advocacy or you know, consumer protection organizations at the table, as it were, this week at the White House?
You know, it's not just who was at the table, it's who wasn't at the table. And there weren't consumer protection advocates or privacy advocates who were sitting around the president on Monday when he talked to tech companies or on Thursday when he huddled with, you know, telecom giants and drone companies and so forth. I think that's probably concerning to a lot of these groups for lots of reasons. First and foremost being that Trump's deregulatory agenda might make it harder for them to seek the consumer protections that they're looking for.
Tony Rahm, senior editor at Recode, will be following this stuff with him. Tony, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
Well, it may be true that consumer advocates aren't very visible this week. Worth noting that in early July, a ton of companies and organizations are planning a day of action around protecting net neutrality. We will be looking at that in the coming weeks. Hi, it's Ben Brock Johnson. Marketplace is in the final week of fundraising before our books slam closed for the year. We are asking you to step up and help support us today so we can continue our in-depth, independent economic coverage, the kind you rely on. Any amount, even a small donation each month counts. We appreciate your support. Give today at marketplace.org/donate. It's Friday, so yes, Silicon Valley is on the menu and the tete-a-tete is set. I'm joined this week by Nadia Bujarwa. She's co-founder of Dia & Co., the clothing delivery site for size 14 and up. Nadia, are you ready to play the game where we try to stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news?
I am ready.
All right, what do you got for me?
$412,000.
The amount of money that Marissa Mayer got paid in, like, unused vacation time?
No, it is not. I think that number would have probably been higher. It is the royalty revenue Taylor Swift earned in the first 12 days of being back on streaming services.
Man, Tay-Tay.
I know.
She's got checks rolling in.
She is. A good thing she's able to shake that one off. Feels like a win-win for everyone.
Well played. All right, I got another number for you. You
okay,
ready?
I'm ready.
3 years between updates.
Man, I am less prepared for this than I thought.
Google Glass.
Oh, I did see that.
Yes. Apparently, this is the amount of time it's taken for the company's augmented reality glasses to get software and firmware updates for consumers. And I guess you can't buy them anymore as a regular consumer. Maybe you can get one on eBay, a set on eBay. But Glass is still a thing, except unlike the apps on my phone, which get updated every 2 days, it just happens to have gotten an update most recently with 3 years in between the last version and the newest version.
Better late than never.
All right, what do you got for me? You got
okay,
another
I got
one,
a
right?
last. I got a last one. Ranked number 8.
The lowest Pokemon Go has landed on the App Store charts.
No, that's a good guess, though. It is Elon Musk's ranking on the Glassdoor employee CEO rankings that came out this week.
That sounds like pretty well-liked, I would say, no?
Yeah, 2 spots above Zuckerberg.
Let's figure out why that is. Is it because he wears nicer shirts?
Maybe more variety in his shirts than Zuckerberg does. I think it's, I think most of the people on that list are focused on changing the world, and he's focused on changing the universe.
Who's number one?
The CEO of Clorox.
Whoa. Not trying to colonize Mars, but we'll probably be on Mars as soon as humans are.
And it'll make sure that Mars is in tip-top condition once we're there.
Nadia Bujarwa, she's the co-founder of Dia & Co. Nadia, thank you very much for playing Silicon Tally with me.
Thank you. This was fun.
I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.